Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Glad to have you with us tonight on a December 22nd, 2014. Interesting combination of numbers there. 12 is a magic number, 22 is a master number, and 2014 has a lot of little magic configurations in it. So good to have you folks out on, pre-Christmas Eve, something like that. This is Gary Wimmer with Blog Talk Radio and Psychics Gone Wild. And we're always glad to be with you folks on Monday nights as well as other nights of the week when you can also listen to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm going to let my co-host, Lori Connell, introduce herself in just a moment. But I just wanted to say, those of you folks who call in for readings, be sure and stay on the line. We can see you and we can see the number, so don't call back. You'll go to the end of the line, unfortunately, because it starts over again. So stick with us, and I just want to give you a heads up on the first two numbers, 256 and 856. You folks stick with us, and I'm going to let my dear sister, psychic sister, soulmate in California, Lori Connell, introduce yourself to us, Lori.
Hi, Gary. My name, if you don't know, it's Lori Connell. A little bit about myself. I was born and raised in the Columbus, Ohio area. I have dedicated myself in helping others in a caring and heartfelt way. I have worked in the beauty and healthcare fields for over 30 years, providing empathy and intuitive skills. I am a spiritual healer, and I work in the light. I have a connection with plants and animals, which allows me to communicate with spirit. I see people who have crossed over in dream state, and I also have experienced other paranormal activities, which have allowed me to continue to grow. I currently reside in California with my son and my husband, and I plan on pursuing my career as an empath and a spiritual healer.
Well, that's pretty good, my dear, and let's see what the audience thinks about that one. Yes, they do like it. They are kicking butt tonight. Yes, Lori. A standing ovation for you, my dear. That's a pretty good way to start the Christmas Eve. Yeah, right. By the way, folks, our theme for this month has been keep the magic alive, keep the Christmas magic alive, keep the spirit alive, however you want to phrase it. It's keeping the magic alive. A little bit about myself quickly. I got interested in psychic ability in the 60s, and at the early 70s, I began giving readings. In 1977, I had an incredible out-of-body near-death experience that radically affected me and still does to this day, 37 years later. I wrote a book about that experience. You should check it out. It's quite fascinating. It's called A Second in Eternity, and it is on both Kindle and Amazon. In 1980, I met a very gifted psychic who did readings by a method called lithomancy. That's lithomancy. She taught me her method, and I've used it since then. It's become my main method. I still read regular playing cards. This particular method, for those of y'all that would like a lithomancy reading tonight, I use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. That's 10 planet stones, and 6 stones called personal stones, which are life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do them in person, people drop the stones. When I do it over the phone, I hold them in my hands. You say drop, I drop them. And in either case, I read the pattern like a clock, starting at the center, going up to the top and reading like from 12 o'clock around from week to week to week. And tonight I'll be doing some short readings for you folks. Can't cover too much in a short two-minute reading, but we're glad to have both of you with us. And I think Lori's got a couple poems. So you want to start the evening with one of your ideas, one of your poems, Lori?
Yes, I would. It's just a short poem relating to Christmas. I call it Christmas Wishes. Merry Christmas to you, and hoping your wishes come true. Let the flickering lights shine bright in the sky. Watch for reindeers in flight. Santa is riding in the sleigh, his presents to deliver for the children on Christmas Day. He travels near and far around the world, singing songs of love and light and tidings to all. The elves are now sound asleep, Mrs. Claus, her body tired and weak. It's always so busy this time of year, so Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
There you go, my dear. Goes out to all you folks for a Happy Christmas and a good New Year. And remember, no matter what you've been through, it can always get better. So keep that in mind as we enter this Christmas season. We're going to start taking a couple calls here, Lori. And this first area code is, let me get on the phone here, is area code 856. Can you hear us, 856?
Yes, hi, this is Laura.
Laura, how are you? Why don't you meet Lori for a minute, and you y'all exchange some good energy between each other.
Hi, Lori. Hi.
Hi, Laura. Have you called in recently?
Not recently.
Okay, like within the last few weeks?
I don't think it's been the last few weeks.
Okay, okay. We just want to make sure everybody gets a chance. Okay. Do you have a question?
I've been wondering about a new job and maybe a move.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what we can help you with. Okay, the first card that I flipped is Eight of Pentacles. And that card shows that it is in a work of progress. It's showing a man with a tool working his skill. And the next card I pulled is Two of Swords. And this card shows this man is like in a decisive mood. He has something covering his face. It's like he's contemplating on a decision with swords, water, showing some kind of water behind him. And third card, which is the present card, is the Hierophant card, which is it's showing a type of woman with people at her mercy, glorifying her in some way, with her hands up, you know, these people showing gratitude. I don't know how this plays in your job or move. Does this any of these cards make sense to you?
No, I was hoping you would be able to interpret them for me.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a job now?
It's finishing up next week.
Pardon me, I didn't understand you. I'm sorry.
I'm on a contract and it's finishing next week, so I'm looking for more work.
Okay. That's what basically these cards are showing, the past and present. It's like in between stages. It's in progress. And with the move or the job, it breaks down that this card, if I'm pronouncing it right, Hierophant. What it means is captivity, mercy, goodness, inspiration, like marriage, alliance. Do you understand that?
No, I...
You can always go on the web and look these up for a more in-depth explanation, because, you know, we only have a few minutes per caller. But with the job and move, the two cards basically it's in progress, a change right now.
Okay.
Maybe Gary can clarify.
Yeah, I was feeling what was in those cards as you were talking, as sort of like confidence, belief in yourself. And you know what, Laura, if you're, say you're running a business, Laura, and here's the minimum requirements, and you get five people to come in there, and four of them have the minimum requirements, and the fifth person may not have the exact requirements, but has so much passion and personality and character that you know you can teach this person, you'll probably hire the person who's got the character and the integrity. So that's where I was feeling like she was telling you in those cards, is to really believe that you can pull things off. We seldom realize how many miracles we can create through putting our doubts and our fears aside and working very positively on the issues at hand. And I feel after the first of the year, you're going to be in a situation to like really sell yourself. I feel like over this next week to 2 weeks, you're going to be doing a lot of looking at yourself in a much more positive light and realize how much you have, how much you can sell yourself, and how much you can like start really creating miracles for yourself, start creating fresh paths, start creating confidence. That's an ongoing process in life. As those of us that lived a couple decades know, you know, but you can continually get wiser about life. And I feel like if you let go of your fears and you open things up for yourself here in the next couple weeks, consciously, just consciously surrender, you're going to find yourself at the first of the year in a lucky phase. And with that, I think you can really apply for jobs, get out there, meet new people, connect, network. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're finding something by the end of January. It feels like you're getting a lot of positive movement forward. And I hope that helps you, my dear. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You stay inspired, girl. You stay inspired. Remember, when you go talk to people who are going to employ you, you just look at them and I'm the person you want. Let them remember you. You got nothing to lose. You know?
Yeah. Thank
Happy
you
Christmas.
Much.
Merry Christmas. All right, Laura. And you folks can call back in later and listen to the archives on these. So we're moving to area code 718. Can you hear me, 718?
Hello, my name is Patty.
Patty, how are you, my dear?
I'm fine. Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, go ahead.
The reason I'm calling you today, first of all, to wish all of you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Okay.
To you as well, my dear.
Thank you. For the past 5 years, I've been working on a book, and it's on and off. I start working on it, and then I stop for a while, and then I start working on it again, then I stop. I made a promise myself, New Year's Day, that I'm going to start working on my book, and this is a year that I'm going to promise myself that I'm going to finish the book and get it to any big editors to help me to get my book published. So last week, I actually had a dream that I saw this three pieces of paper in front of me, like the legal place, and I wrote something on this piece of paper. And this paper got on a radio show, and I see at a round table, I see directly in front of me, a man with a microphone and a headset.
Well, consider those good signs, girl.
Okay.
You know that.
And then,
you know they're good signs.
Yeah, I said to myself, maybe my dream is trying to, like, get to it, Patty, get to it. I promise myself
that's
New Year's.
True.
Okay, so
well,
that's what I'm... And then
let me bring you back to where you started, okay?
Okay, yeah.
You made yourself a pledge. And that's the best thing to do. When you set yourself a deadline and a pledge, then it's like if you want to learn to play piano. Then the next thing you do is you learn how to get your fingers going in the right notes. I think you've got a good product. I think you're probably re-inspired now that you, like you haven't been before. And I think by imposing a deadline on yourself, it not only energizes you in a creative sense, it helps you develop with a little more intensity the writing itself, more character, more style, more flair. Now, I've written a couple. Go ahead.
The reason I was calling is because actually what the dream means is, you know, will my book get on the radio or will somebody be helping me to get it published? Because in the past
all
I had trouble.
All of those are possible, but you have to write it first. Yeah, and it is getting a publisher to take it as opposed to self-publishing. It is difficult now because they'd rather sell one John Grisham than 20 of you or me. It's just the nature of the beast, you know.
But you got your book published.
I self-published. I'm not making a ton of money, but it's out there. I did it on Kindle and Amazon. It's they've got instructions. People can do it. I got tired of waiting for a publishing company to respond. I really did, you know. And even if you get a publishing company nowadays, you have to do most of the footwork.
Yeah.
You really do. Because if they want to put your books in all these stores, boy, that takes a lot of cash and a lot of money in bookstores, and people are buying stuff online. You know what you need to do is think about going Kindle. They sell more Kindle books now than they do. You can do it. You can format it. You can promote it. You can tweet it. You can Pinterest it. And people are selling a lot of books that way. And that's the truth, Laura, because I've looked into this. And I feel, first of all, that you got a lot of talent. And you got a lot of good ideas. So stick with your convictions. I hope that's satisfied. That's pretty much what I felt, because I actually dropped some stones for you.
But the radio show, my dream about the radio show, that means is my book going to get on the radio?
There's no guarantee of anything. There's no guarantee that we'll be here tomorrow. So take it as one of the many possibilities in life and bring it to that's why we have dreams. Even when we're awake, what's your dream? Go ahead, Laura.
Patty, I don't know if you've ever looked up the interpretation of dreams the internet.
I do all the time because I have quite vivid dreams. Like even last week, I had a dream. Somebody gave me free tickets to go to Italy. Now my parents immigrated from Italy, and I was about to go to Italy 2 years ago, but my mother almost died in a plane going to Europe, and all we went as far as Bordeaux, France. We never made it to where we were going, and I had a dream. I saw the two suitcases I went to Italy with. A lot of times when I see tickets in my hands, I like to go to baseball games. Every time when I see tickets, I all the time either somebody gives me free tickets that season or I win free tickets. But I saw luggage, so I don't know if that means a trip, you know. So I always look up stuff like that. Just last week, I had that dream first, and then I had this dream about that I was taking a trip somewhere.
Well, remember, they're possibilities. What you want to do is bring them into play. They don't happen without your participation. Hope that helps you, Patty. We're going to move on. We got a lot of callers tonight, okay, girl?
Just quickly, I've been ill for the past week with a cold. Do you think this is something just a cold?
Yeah, I think it is in nerves. That's what I think, nervousness during the holiday season. That's the first thing you hit.
System.
I have anxiety.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling during the holiday season. As soon as you said that, it hit me. Nerves, nervousness. Relax. You're a winner, girl. You got a winner of a book. You made
Thank
a great
you.
Commitment. Quit being nervous about it. Now you start playing the piano beautifully. You with me?
Yes, yes. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
To you, Patty.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
God bless you, girl. And we are going to go, who is coming next year? Let me figure out where we are here. 650. 650, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Marissa.
What is it?
Marissa.
Bertha?
Marissa.
Okay. Marissa, I can't quite hear. The phone's a little bit distorting, but I want you to meet Lori. Lori?
Hello.
Hi. Marissa?
Hi.
Marissa?
Marissa? Yes.
Marissa. Okay. Okay, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering if you see anything coming up just in general in the future.
Okay. It's a general question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Future. Okay. Cards that I flipped, the first card is a Nine of Cups. And it's displaying a person with the cups over its head, with its hands crossed, like in a debate of decision type of position. And the second card I pulled was seven of Wands. And this seems to look like this person is at a struggle of some sort, and surrounding himself with these wands, like in a battle fight type of situation. And the last card is the Knight of Cups, which is like a knight sitting on a horse, you know, in glory. So that would be the outcome card. I don't know if this applies to anything recent here going on in your life.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, like maybe job, family. But anyway, the outcome card is, you know, a good card. Knight of Cups.
Okay.
So, okay. Gary?
And Marissa, I'll tell you what, my dear, if you want to, I will tell you what I see in the next couple months. All you have to do when it feels right is one time very clearly just say drop. And whenever I hear you say that, I'll drop the stones and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, you're moving from a point of looking backwards to the past, whether it's love or things that didn't work, and you're starting to look very forward. And I think this holiday season is going to bring a lot back into you as far as spontaneity and fresh dreams into the first of the year. So don't talk yourself out of being inspired. Don't talk yourself out of the love from the past that wasn't there. Allow yourself to feel the love that's going to come in, because you've got so much fresh starting energy here. And I think that's what Lori was underscoring there. The cups, the thing. I felt the same thing. You're going to come out a lot more ahead this period than you think. So don't talk yourself out of it. You've already started a lucky cycle by somewhat even deciding that. So agree with yourself that you've already kind of decided to some degree that, my God, I'm tired of not feeling impressed with your life or where you're going or who you are. And so now's the time to turn it around. Because within the next couple of weeks, you've got Saturn right in the center with the commitment stone and Mercury and the luck stone pointing to the life stone. This is showing a really strong sense of not only conviction and strength and determination and courage and all that, but it's showing you know how to make use of what you've been through. And you're starting to really make the right decisions as far as planning, as far as what's next in the first of the year. And that seemed to really affect your environment, your house, your plans from about the 5th and 6th and 7th week on, that brings you into a phase by the 7th and 8th and 9th week when you're not only you really thinking big about things, career and love. And that sets you off from the 9th to the 12th week here of sort of recognizing why you've gone through this difficult period lately so you could reconstruct yourself and have real tangible results that you can put your teeth into, own, recognize. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, it does.
God bless you. You have a good evening, Marissa.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Forgive us for mispronouncing your name.
Sorry, thanks.
I have an excuse. I'm half senile.
No, you're really not.
Oh, God bless you, Lori. Thank you. Well, thank you for calling in, my dear. Just wanted to let you folks know we are from PsychicsGoneWild.com, and you can go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, check out us, Lori, myself, Gary Wimmer, and a lot of the other psychics. And you can also go on the left side of the page, it says Contacts. If you'll click on that link and fill out your information, we will have it, and we give away prizes, books, jewelry, T-shirts. Jethro comes up with some interesting stuff. So he's sort of the master of ceremonies on the giving away. So go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, click on the contact, fill out the information, let us have it, and set yourself up for not only some nice little prizes, but we guarantee every one of y'all that does that a $400 million pipe dream. No. Thinking positive. Just wanted to see where your pulse was. So do check us out, PsychicsGoneWild.com. Having said that little bit of introduction about who we are, we're going to go to Mary Lou. Can you hear us, Mary Lou?
I can. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, it's a pleasure, my dear. How can we help you today?
I would just love any message that will help me on my journey.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll reverse order. I'll give you a little of what I feel quickly, and I'll let Lori add to that. And after that, we might start alternating, because we've got a lot of folks in the room tonight, and we like to get to everybody. Will that work out for you, Mary Lou?
Absolutely.
I don't know if you know the song, Hello, Mary Lou.
Oh, gee, never heard it.
I'm sure you never heard that one before, have you?
I played in
Europe for many years. It was very popular. You know, I lived over in Europe all during the 90s. You know, all those old Everly Brothers, Ray Charles, Simon and Garfunkel, Creedence.
I was being facetious, dear.
Pardon me?
I was being facetious, dear.
I know that. Having said that, Mary Lou, your timing is right. All you have to do is say drop. Just say drop one time.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're in a very fortunate time for yourself, even if there's kind of changes in your environment. So even the little changes you felt going on are actually expansion. It's like widening your environment in some way, in a very fortunate way. You're in a relationship right now, correct?
I don't call it that.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're having a profound effect on yourself and some man here in the next couple of weeks, involving how you manage yourself in the next couple of days and week to be real to the point, balanced, determined, that sort of thing. Because it feels like this is bringing you a lot of balance back in your place, in your environment, and in your how you see fortunate circumstances. So you can heal a lot of these issues about love that have kind of been going on in the background for a while. And it starts with you feeling this lucky part of yourself coming through, how you're going to stretch your environment rather than feeling things contract, feeling yourself like a balloon expanding. Because by the first of the year and beyond, you not only feel much more in balance, you're starting to be real brave about the way you communicate, think, make plans. And I think that not only shakes you up to give you a new reference point about things, but I think in terms of how you see men and how you feel about love, you become much braver, much more to the point, but a lot less frustrated. And
I
more,
want to be less.
Read, pardon me?
I want to be less frustrated.
Well, that's what it feels like you're going to. It's not a switch. It's a process. Just like, you know, not knowing how to play piano and learning how to play. It's a process. It's not a button. If it was, I'd charge you $5, and trust me, I'd be rich. You know.
So is this man sticking around, or is he going away?
Well, I think you're going to have to deal with that yourself, you and him. There's not a black and white answer at this point in time. It feels like it's made a profound effect in your life. And when you turn it into, rather than being a devastating and confusing effect, you turn it into a power thing, you can make those decisions. You'll know more about it. I don't think it's in the it's figured out yet, because y'all both have a lot of healing you're doing different ways. Does that make sense to you, Mary Lou?
I'm sorry, my clock's interrupted.
I said you both have a lot of healing you're going through for different reasons.
Okay.
So it feels like it's sort of, don't worry about where it's going right now. Think about where you're going within yourself as far as your determination and strength. Because the answers to how we can't make anybody else do anything, certainly can't make them love us. What we can do, though, is empower ourselves. And that's where it all begins. And that's where it all ends up. And that's where we interpret all. So don't be afraid of thinking real creatively about where you feel your seriousness or inability to move forward in some way or another. Go around that obstacle, really, because you want to have more power in this, so allow yourself to. I hope that makes sense to you. That's kind of short and sweet, dear. But
no, Gary, it's beautiful, and it helps because, you know, I'm finding this person frustrating, so I appreciate that.
Sometimes we have to go through frustrating things in order to learn, well, that dog doesn't hunt, you know.
No, that dog doesn't hunt at all.
And you may turn it to teach it to hunt. Lori, what do you think?
Okay. the first card that I see is the High Priestess card. That is telling about secrets, mystery, the future. And wisdom. The second card is the Four of Swords. And that is saying, showing about attitude of prayer. The picture is showing a manly figure, looks like a man, I don't know, figure laying down with his hands over his chest, like in prayer. So you may, you know, think about your future, do some praying, some meditation. And the last card is the King of Pentacles card. And that these type of cards, the King, the Queen, all these major cards are showing like offerings, like gifts, happiness. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with your journey, you know, it's like the middle card, the present card, it's telling you to give, think about it. Think about this person, you know. Look at it from different sides, I guess. Pray about it. I don't know how you pray or if you pray, but that's what it's showing. He's like in a church. So
okay.
Hope this helps you.
That's good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank
you.
You
have
both.
A good evening, Mary Lou, and
Merry Christmas.
You know, you too. When I when you were mentioned praying, Lori, I
mm-hmm.
think about meditating,
a different form
of the same thing. And folks,
right.
I'm 67. I just started seriously meditating consistently about the last 5 or 6 years. And I'll tell you, for the little time it takes a day, and how much
mm-hmm.
it clears you out, and how much it brings you to
it
a sense of power.
It.
Oh, it's sure. It's
it
the
is
cheapest.
Worth it.
It's the cheapest way to connect to God you'll ever find.
Yeah.
Know, bottom line.
Yeah.
So, allow yourself to learn to meditate. There's no, you can invent your own
right
system.
Or wrong
it's
way
basic.
Of doing it.
Right. You just relax within your own self. Lay down, sit on a couch, whatever. Breathe deep and learn to cut off the mind, which takes a little time to learn, but it's learnable. And then
well,
you'll
you
find
can get
yourself.
On, Gary, you can, excuse me, you can get on the internet, and there's so many different ways to meditate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's not one certain way. I mean, like, I meditate with the quiet the better. It's only 5 or 10 meditation deal. Light the candles. Ease
oh,
your
yeah.
mind. Quiet your mind. The chatter.
That's the point. Ease the mind. Stop the chatter. Be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the pulse, the breath of just clear mind, clear consciousness, perfect love
mm-hmm.
going through you. Because it helps you deal with practical, real things in life. Period.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. So we'll start alternating, Lori. I'll take 5-4-1, and then I'll give you the next caller. Is that cool with you, my dear?
That's wonderful. That's fine.
Okay, 541, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Anna. And
Anna, how are you, my dear?
All right, sort of. I guess ultimately okay, but...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you want me to tell you what I see going on with you and why and what's leading towards?
Yeah, rather than me breaking it down into which, why, and where.
Oh, I know. That's why when I read stones, I've developed a system where I don't ask anybody any questions. It's quicker because you could explain your situation from 50 points of view and spend 30 minutes doing it.
Yeah.
And I would just like to rather start out with, well, here's what you're going through, why, and here's where you're headed.
Thank you.
Having said that magic, Anna, and I said that so you'd be aware of the magic you have in yourself, whenever you feel like applying that magic, all you have to do is say drop one time. I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Okay, drop.
All right. Well, you're getting an emotional recharge. Part of it is because you have been sort of processing things about the past, about maybe lost opportunities. But in that process, it's kind of like you're giving yourself the right to charge ahead and renew and have faith. Some of the Christmas spirit is bringing in. Some of the fact that you don't want to get back into this territory of feeling like communication and decisions don't matter. They do matter, especially with love and luck, and well, they matter with everything. So Jupiter is actually the highest stone. It's kind of looking at the past, but it's also moving forward. And so in this first week to 2 weeks, you're going to start feeling a lot of emotional strength, like becoming alive again, and that affects you in all sorts of commitments, whether it's during the holidays or whether it has to do with decision-making, or letting go of a lot of these issues that have sort of so you can get level, so you can get back to a real sense of balance here. And that's coming after the first of the year as you consciously apply your determination to feel lucky and fortunate and re-inspired again. It's like everything, you have to kind of start somewhere, but like I use the reference of playing piano. Once you start, it becomes more and more fun, and then your fingers start going places that, wow, that was neat. That's sort of inertia. You can start with yourself here just by determination. That helps you settle a lot of things toward the holidays and after the first of the holidays with all sorts of commitment issues and things with the past. And it sets you on a path of having a new commitment with yourself, how you're going to not only think about being refreshed into this next year and having a fresh attitude, but actually doing it and staying and keeping a commitment to it. Because that's what helps you by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, a lot of these fresh changes that you're going to let yourself go through, it's going to help you have a new set of principles for yourself that you not only can connect with spiritually, but as that actually profoundly affect your environment, your process, your day-to-day living. And toward the end of this three-month period, you'll kind of realize why you're torn between some things at the past about love, about difficulty pulling on you, but at the same time, there's this positive thing pulling you the other direction. And I'm saying that's the bell you want to listen to now, the one that's pulling you toward the freshness of the new year and what you want to see and pull off yourself. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Very much. I have a birthday coming up in 2 days, and I just feel like, you know, things need to start over.
Hey, they will, and happy birthday to you. We're going to ask the audience to give you a big round of applause here for your birthday. Yeah, there you go. I had to wake them up, get a little coffee, and let them with you. So happy birthday, my dear.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You,
you got from Lori and Gary, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, girl. Okay?
Thank you.
Stay inspired.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to area code 313.
No,
whoops, I guess I disconnected her before she was finished talking. Well, it's 313. Are you there, 313?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Alicia.
Alicia? Is that correct?
Alicia.
Like Alicia? I want you to meet Lori. Lori, this is Alicia.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Okay, do you have a question?
I do. My question is in regards to my career, working from home.
Okay.
I'm having some inner conflict about which direction to take. I'm a copywriter, and I'm interested in writing ebooks, and I think it's really amazing that you mentioned that earlier. That was mentioned earlier. But I don't know. I'm just having some issues with, procrastination and things like that. You know, usually in my past, when I've decided I want to do something, I go for it, gung-ho, you know, pursue it, and it doesn't work out for me. So I don't know. This type of energy is a lot different. I'm just wondering, like, am I on the right track, or is it just me, or am I mental? Am I going crazy or something?
Okay. Have you been running, or you sound like you're out of breath, like you're worked out? Okay.
I was running downstairs and running upstairs to get something for my son. I just put him to bed, so. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I pulled three cards for you. The first card is showing it is the Nine of Swords. And it's showing a picture of a person, like, sitting in their bed,
with their
head down, with their hands over their face, thinking, you know, like in a confusion state.
Yes.
So
yes, that's me.
We all get that way. And then the second card is the Lover's card, and that doesn't necessarily mean, or it could be, like a relationship of any type, being united in some form. And the last card is seven of Swords. And this is showing this person has control. It's like he has most of the swords in his possession, and it's like a control. He's in control. So if this I hope this makes sense with your career, with your work.
A man is meditate. Okay. It's not quite clear to me. There's a man in my life that's controlling me. Or controlling my career.
Well, the cards don't necessarily. It just shows figures. It doesn't necessarily have to be a man. It could be. It could just be a person. In general. But it's just what I see in the cards, what it's representing. Yes, I mean, why they make it a female or a male, I don't know. I'm not the one who made the cards, but it just expressions and what the cards are showing me. You know what they're doing in these cards.
Yeah. Okay. Could it be me? Could it be me?
Could it be you? What do you mean?
Controlling my career? Or in control?
It could be. You might, you know, want to... That's where this Lover's card is coming into play, you know? You maybe just need to slow down a little bit. Look at it at a different perspective. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Maybe Gary, you wanna?
Yeah, I was kind of feeling like it could be, the cards could represent you taking control, Alicia, and not being afraid to do so. That's kind of what I was feeling. You know, again, we forget how much we don't set ourselves up to win, win, win. And it's not selfish. If you win and good things happen, you give it to your kids. You know, it's good to have good things manifest. And nothing's guaranteed in life. But what I was feeling with her cards, Alicia, is like you, the man card can be power, can be you feeling pressure and breaking through it with your own pressure. So when you said, is that in me? All the signs can mean different things. You can use them for how you feel inside, for what you see on the outside. Signs very seldom come Tuesday at 4 o'clock, you know, room 7. They tend to be more like go east, go west, and look at the symbolism. That's one thing I encourage all people to do, to learn to read your own symbolism. You'd be surprised how much we actually do that and don't let ourselves realize that. So you start thinking about how you're going to read your signs, how you're going to interpret this energy within yourself, Alicia, and be fearless. Really, that'll bring more change. You just believe in it. You can win that 100-yard dash. You can read a million books on it. You can have 10 people tell you you're a great runner. But when you sit out on that starting line and you vow to yourself you're going to kick ass, that's the most empowering thing you can do. There's no guarantee you won't have a heart attack at the 50-yard line, but you probably won't. You'll probably make it through.
Okay.
Stay inspired, my dears. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you
Thank
have
you.
A Merry Christmas and
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Yeah, the one thing I learned, and I feel like one of the most fortunate people on the planet, because I did have a near-death experience, and it showed me how much power and creativity there is out there that we can actually tap into. 843, are you with us?
I am.
Who are we speaking with?
Dominic.
Pardon me?
Dominic.
I still didn't hear.
Dominic.
Oh, Dominic. Okay, got you, man. The phone is breaking up. I think I've talked to you before, Dominic, but...
A while. Okay.
Oh, okay. You a musician?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Dominic. If you want to, I'll kind of tell you what I see in the next couple months. Okay?
Sure. I only had one question. Tell me what you see.
Well, I'll tell you what, those will probably answer your question, and we'll go both at once. I'll tell you what I see, and I'll answer your question, too. And all you have to do, Dominic, when it feels right, is one time very clearly just say drop, okay?
Drop.
Okay, you're ready to go. Is your question about a relationship?
It is.
Okay, that's what it felt like right here at the top. Well, the first thing... The first thing you have to do is kind of forget where you didn't connect so you can make new connections. And that's what it feels like is the powerful thing for you over the next couple of weeks. Because it's not just about this connection and for love. It's about you finding out how to recreate yourself. And every time you make a blunder, so to speak, whatever you consider, how to clean it up quick and do things right and make the relationships work, that's something that's real important for you to learn. And it's this lady is sort of a how it's manifesting right now. So you really look at how in this next couple of weeks you're going to take all this doubt and confusion and quit seeing yourself trip over yourself and start seeing yourself make these like real graceful moves, real stylistic, real cool, calm, collected, not too frantic, not too pushy, but real balanced. Do you know what I'm saying? As you do that in the next couple of weeks, you're going to sort of, it's almost like you're making a vow yourself that after the first of the year, you want to be so much more polished about yourself in so many ways. And that not only helps you with relationships, but it helps you have like a lot of new fresh ideas about yourself, about your life, about what you can do, about finances, about career, about new opportunities. And because most things in life are based on relationships. Certainly the relationship we have with ourselves and the relationship with our boss, our friends, people we work with. So that's what I was saying. You're learning a lot about relationships in general. And where I see your power is you just seeing and bringing more to the surface your style, your good energy, rather than your doubts, your fears, or your, feel like you screwed up. You can't change the past anyway, but you can sure make a better road in the future. And that's what I feel like you're learning. And toward the end of this 3 month period, you're going to have much more knowledge about that. So start seeing yourself as being lucky even where you tripped. Does that make sense to you, man?
It does. It does. Do you see a marriage with this woman?
It's possible. I think you're putting the cart way before the horse. You have to get yourself in a balanced position where she wants no one but you. You with me?
Yeah. I'm kind of the bull that jumps up. If I know that that's not going to happen, I want to walk the other way.
Well, it's not written in stone, and I don't think you're going to turn around and walk away no matter what I say. So
you never know.
So at least, I mean, you've got this thing. You want to see this fresh energy in yourself coming through, whether it's for her or for yourself. Right now, she's still in your mind, so don't talk yourself out of it. You know, if it doesn't work, that's fine. It's not written in stone yet. Because remember, you're 50% of it,
I understand that.
Hope that helps you, Dominic.
I did.
Use this balance within yourself. Use this grace and this style and doing things completely different. That'll polish your armor up psychically, spiritually, and socially. Help you, man?
Yeah, I've been getting into using a pendulum, and, I ask the questions. I do have a black and white dog, and I'll say, is my dog black and white? And he'll say yes, and then I'll say, well, I hear from this woman today. They'll say yes, and I don't hear from her. So
well,
I'm trying to get
not everything's going to be answered in a yes or no, black and white. I believe that the answer is yes. It just didn't put a date on it, did it? So think of it in those terms.
Oh, I do put a date on it. I put a date on it. I'm so bad.
You put a date on it, but the universe may or may not agree with your date, so be open.
That's true.
Be open. You've set your mind on how you want what you want to happen and let the universe do it its way.
Okay.
You'll find it works a lot better.
And meditate.
Amen.
What'd you say in here?
Pardon me?
What'd you say in here? Here she said, meditate?
I said meditate.
I actually started doing that yesterday.
Good for you, Dominic. Good for you. We're going to move on. Going to try and get to a couple more callers. Now, there's a couple of y'all folks who have called in here who have not pressed the 1, so we may not be able to get to you, but we are going to get to the longest caller here so far. This is from area code 505. Are you with us?
Hi, Gary. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who are you speaking with?
Hi. My name is Patricia, and I talked with you about a situation that I'm having before, and there were some developments, and I wanted to see if you could drop some stones for me on this situation again.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got about 5 minutes. I'll drop some stones. I'll let Lori out a couple cards, and we'll be out of here. You might be our last reading of this evening, Patricia, just because of time, okay?
Thank you. Well, here's the situation. I'll be quick. A while back, I had told you that there were really bad neighbors. Well, you told me things are going to get better. They did. The man moved out. But, however, yes, it came true. But, there's 3 houses that are vacant, foreclosed, I think. And, gosh, the yards are like trashy, weeds everywhere. And I wanted to find out from you, from the stones, if this is going to get better, if it's going to get cleaned up.
Well, I'll tell you what, my dear, you just say drop whenever you want to, and I'll try to focus on this particular issue. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, go ahead and drop.
Okay. Part of the first thing I feel is don't punish yourself because your efforts haven't been rewarded. It's almost like there's a bureaucratic indifference in some way. Who has to do it? Whose right is it? Whose responsibility? So there's a lot of crap in terms of inefficiency that makes it not move forward like it should. Now, you have some effect there. And I feel like after the first of the year, you're probably going to have a little more effect. It feels like you get other people like to support you more. And it's probably because you've gotten so frustrated that you are screaming a little bit louder, but a little bit more softer at the same time. More determined, but less, more graceful, more getting people on your side in some sort of way. Because after the first year, that seems to be what sets up like what's necessary to take it to the next step. So don't punish yourself or feel bad about what you've already done, because at least you've sort of prepared yourself for the journey. It is a crumbling situation. The economy is not going to turn around immediately and people are not going to buy the houses immediately. But something can and should be done. And so after the first of the year, it feels like you think outside the box, get more people on your side, see it in a different way, because it's not just about you and the homes. It's about you feeling inspired instead of defeated and thinking outside the box for fresh solutions. And I feel like from the 9th to the 12th week on, you're going to get more relief in this area. Let Lori add just a few comments. I hope that helps you, Patricia.
Yes, it does. Yeah, because I didn't know if I was going to move or just stay here and deal with it. So.
Well, right now that's the case, but lots of things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, what do you feel in about a minute and 30 seconds?
Okay. Real quick, the outcome card. Looks like you're going to have to really push at this if you want to see it change. No one wants to see, or live near those conditions. You might have to make a few phone calls, put your foot down, get the community involved. It's going to be a little struggle. If you want it to change, you're going to have to make the move. Make the move, initiate. That's what I'm seeing in the cards.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling code enforcement here pretty soon.
Call all the big people. Yes.
Because my neighbors are pretty weak. They don't want to do anything. I'm the only one that takes action.
Of course.
A lot of times,
somebody
a lot
has
of times
to.
The case.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to call code enforcement. Get the city involved.
Patricia.
Make those phone calls. Do those letters. Whatever it takes to make it happen.
Yeah. At least the bad people are out.
Right.
There you go. Patricia,
right.
We're going to get out of here. We've only got about a minute left.
Merry Christmas.
And God bless you. Merry Christmas. And to those of you folks we didn't get to tonight, try us back next Monday. We had a lot of callers tonight, and we try to do the best we can. Lori, I will be talking to you soon, probably next week. God bless you, and stay beautiful and happy, my dear. Okay?
Okay.
Going to go
Christmas,
out with
everyone.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, PsychicsGoneWild.com. Going out with about a minute of an old song I wrote called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. I think I've got it started here. We'll find out real quick. There it goes.
Good night, everybody.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Love y'all. God bless.